A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise them on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. This first weekend in November, we are celebrating the very heart of our faith, resurrection. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead, so too will you and I, and all our loved ones, experience resurrection. This means death is just a passing. Death no longer has the capacity and power to do us in, thanks to the gift of Jesus. As a child growing up in pre-Vatican II times, I seem to recall that there was a distinct separation between All Saints and All Souls Day. There were all the canonized saints celebrated on All Saints Day, and then everyone else who had died, All Souls, the following day. The teachings we received on heaven, hell, and purgatory certainly reinforced the idea that unless one died a martyr or did something else to deserve official canonization, when you died, you were just a poor soul and destined to reside in that big holding tank called purgatory until family and friends prayed you out. Thanks to Pope John Paul II and other theologians, we have advanced our theology of the last things we call eternity. In fact, we proclaim our belief in bodily resurrection each time we pray the Creed. So while praying for the dead continues to be a powerful practice and tradition, I must admit I have long ago discarded the notion of poor souls in purgatory. All deceased people enjoy bodily resurrection. They are with God, not poor, and are experiencing the marvelous cleansing of God's limitless mercy. So, very rightly, today's feast is not called All Souls, but the commemoration of all the faithful departed. We are given numerous alternate readings in addition to this gospel, and if we carefully read each one, we will be amazed how each reading references resurrection, but in slightly different ways. This might be a good way to prepare for Eucharist today, reading over each alternate scripture passage and looking for the reference to resurrection. For example, from the Book of Wisdom, we hear, "They shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through the stubble." And from Paul's letter to the Romans, we hear, "Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life." And from this gospel from John, "And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day." Jesus gathers up everyone. Each reading cancels out the negative notions that somehow we have to work hard to merit heaven, either on our own or with the aid of the prayers and good works of others. The scriptures help us rightly see that Jesus earned salvation for us once and for all, and it is pure gift. We, all of us, have the promise of resurrection to new life when we die. It is a gift. When we die, we meet God. And in that meeting, we experience the overwhelming and perhaps painful infinite mercy of God, who makes it possible for us to say sorry and be totally healed. In other words, God allows us to save face. Wow! This is indeed something to celebrate. Our prayers are for the grieving, who are suffering broken hearts at the loss, but also in support of those who in death are now being cleansed to new life by the mercy of God. It is what we can imagine for ourselves and all our loved ones and all who have died, as we hear, "Come to me, all you who are burdened, and I will refresh you. Take up my yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You shall find rest. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest."